Hello and welcome. It's Elizabeth Morris here at last with a pose of the week. So sorry about last week. I just couldn't get consistent internet access. For those of you who are following me on Facebook, you'll know that I'm in Europe at the moment and I've been running some workshops and some retreats here and also talking to people and doing some workshops on brewing kombucha tea. So it's been an interesting time and a busy time. But sometimes it just doesn't work when I try to get online because I'm in a different country and my little netbook is sometimes a bit temperamental about things. Anyway, I'm here now, and one of the things that I've been doing while I'm here with all this travelling is I've also needed to be carrying my case, and it's a bit lopsided between my hand baggage and my big case. So my back's been more temperamental than normal. So I've been doing a lot of my very favourite waterfall and a twist, two knees twist, just to ease my lower back off. So I thought it might be useful for you to hear what I've come up with now, which is a kind of combination of waterfall and two knees twist. Because I've found that as I've eased into this gradually over the last week, and my back has really improved. So it's called straight leg wall twist. And as you'll see as I go through it, it's a combination of the two. So benefits I've told you already, contraindications, not wonderful to do if you're in an advanced stage of pregnancy. And also not if you have a very pronounced curvature of your upper spine. Not so comfortable to be lying and rolling over on it, if that's the case. And also not good if you've had any abdominal surgery, because you're just stretching the sides a little bit too much. So if that's the case for you, hang on. You'll be able to do this a bit later, but not right now. Otherwise, this is a strong twist for those of you who are aware of your bodies and know what you like. If you like a strong twist, this is great. If you don't like a strong twist, then just go into it to the level that you feel comfortable. And of course, support, prop, do everything to make yourself really, really comfortable so that your body can relax. Props to be getting ready. As usual for me, I've been travelling with my best little sheepskin, so a nice soft surface to be rolling on as you twist. And also I've been using a small hand towel for this, which I half roll, and then I put the rolled end under my neck to support the curvature of my neck, and the long end, which is still flat, I have going down under my shoulders and my upper back. So it just adds a little bit of extra softness to my sheepskin. And then what I do is I set this up and get ready to do my normal waterfall. For those of you who may not have heard my earlier one about the waterfall, waterfall is legs up the wall. And to get into this, you need to get your props ready to hand, or in as close to the approximate position that they'll be in as you can get them. And then you sit sideways on to a wall with your right hip touching the wall. And then in one lovely smooth movement, maybe need a little practice for this, but in one movement, you can simultaneously lower your torso and head to the floor and swing your legs up the wall so that they're supported by the wall and they're straight, and your torso and head is lying on the floor. If that's really not comfortable for your legs, remember, bend your knees. Don't strain. Take a moment or two just to arrange the towel under your shoulders and supporting your neck. Or of course you could just use a normal, quite flat pillow for that, just under your head and neck to give it a bit of support.